Hey guys, Dr. Heimlich here, and today we're talking about low thyroid symptoms and antidepressants. Now, it seems like almost every other person who comes in here who has been diagnosed with low thyroid symptoms has been given a script for antidepressants as well. And most of the times, this kind of frustrates the person because they'll let you know that a lot of times they're not depressed; they're frustrated. You know, they've got these nagging symptoms. You know, their hair's falling out. They're tired, they're worn down, cold hands, they have night sweat, I mean, difficult bowel movements, sluggish mental fog, weight gain. You know, that wears on a person. It really does. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're depressed, but just frustrated. And if you've been watching long, you know that, reading our stuff, that you know the number one reason that you're having those symptoms is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's an autoimmune condition where your body attacks itself. When a body attacks itself, it attacks the thyroid when you have Hashimoto's. It also tends to attack the brain, it attacks the gut, it attacks the pancreas. It gives you all different types of symptomatology. Your blood, your labs can come back and show that you have high cholesterol or your sugar's a little bit out of balance. Doesn't mean you have to have diabetes. Sugar's out of balance, you can have problems with absorption of your vitamin B12. I mean, there's a lot of research that shows that. We're not going to talk about that because what we're talking about is antidepressants. Now, here's an excerpt from Medscape, and August 5th, 2011, antidepressants prescribed by non-psychiatric providers in the United States has increased substantially in recent years, according to a report released today. What's particularly worrisome, says the report's authors, is that a large and growing portion of antidepressant prescription by non-psychiatrists happens without an accompanying psychiatric diagnosis. Go on to say that many of the patients who are receiving these medications are dealing with stress of life and physical illness, and there is no evidence that antidepressants are effective in this group of people or patients. That was according to author Raman Mojave, MD, PhD, from John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore, Maryland. So wow, so what's the nitty-gritty? He's saying a lot of people are being prescribed antidepressants whenever that's not an antidepressant problem. It's not a psychological problem. So that's something to really take to heart. Now, don't get me wrong. If you've been prescribed antidepressants, guess what? You need to keep taking your antidepressants. When it's time, if there comes a time to get off those, then you need to talk to the prescribing physicians. Okay? You need to make sure you do that. So we're not saying to jump off of your antidepressants. What we're saying is if you have a thyroid condition, a lot of times that's caused by an autoimmune condition, and if you get that under control, there's lots of people that have been able to be helped out that way, naturally, to where they are able to talk with the prescribing physician and get off their antidepressants. I know after you've probably seen our testimonials where people talk about getting off of their antidepressants they've been on for 20 years and stuff, and that's great. Don't try and do those type of things on your own. What you need to do is find a healthcare professional that's going to be able to help you out with that. So don't do that. The thing to remember is the body, the power that created the body can heal the body. I mean, that's all innately in our system. We just have to find out why your body isn't doing the job that it was designed to do and why it's not healing itself up. So if you're having antidepressants or you're having low thyroid type of symptoms, rather, and you need some help, then go find a doctor that's willing to take a look at you as a big picture. They're going to take a look at everything. They're going to take a look at your neurology. They're going to take a look at your labs in a different way. They're going to look at your blood sugars, your adrenals, all those different type of things. Okay? That's why we get the success we do in our office, is because we try and take a look at the whole picture, put all those pieces of the puzzle together, and we also know that we don't do the healing in here. It's your body does the healing. Our job is to help get your body to do what it's designed to do. Hope that helps out. I'm Dr. Heimlich. Have a great day.